माधव कुंज बिहारी राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी गोपीजन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन यमुना तीरावनचारी यमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी
श्री हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री राधा वृंदावन चंद्र भगवान की जय श्री श्री जगन्नाथ बलदेव सुभद्रा मैया की जय श्री श्री गौर निताय की जय श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तमश्लोकैर्भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम भागवतम कैंटो 5 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 9। सो दिस इज प्रोज। सो I'll just recite. Tatrah va enam devarshir hamsayanena pitram bhagavantam hiranyagarbham upalabhamanah sahasaivottayar hanena sah pitta putrabhyam avahitanjalir upatasthe. Word to word meaning. Tatra, there. Hava, certainly. Enam, him. Devarshihi, द ग्रेट सेंट नारदा हंसयानेना बाय द स्वैन कैरियर पितरम हिज फादर भगवंतम मोस्ट पावरफुल हिरण्यगर्भम हिरण्यगर्भम लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा उप हिरण्यगर्भम उपलभमानः अंडरस्टैंडिंग सहसा एव इमीडिएटली उत्थाय हैविंग स्टूड अप अर्हनेन विथ पैराफेरनेलिया फॉर वर्शिप सह एकंपनीड पिता पुत्राभ्याम बाय प्रियव्रत एंड हिज फादर स्वयंभव मनु अवहित अंजलि ही विथ रिस्पेक्ट एंड फोल्डेड हैंड्स उपतस्थे वर्शिप्ड ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय अभय चिन्नारविंद भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय ट्रांसलेशन लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा द फादर ऑफ नारद मुनि is the supreme person within this universe. As soon as Narada saw the great swan, he could understand that Lord Brahma had arrived. Therefore, he immediately stood up along with Swayambhava Manu and his son Priyavrat, whom Narada was instructing. Then they folded their hands and began to worship Lord Brahma with great respect. Purport. As stated in the previous verse, Lord Brahma was accompanied by other demigods, but his specific carrier was the great swan. Therefore, as soon as Narad Muni saw the swan, he could understand that his father, Lord Brahma, who is also known as Hiranyagarbha, was arriving. Thus, he immediately stood up with Swayambhu Manu and his son Priyavrat to receive Lord Brahma and offer him respect. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshuron Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Bhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam वंदेहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपां सागरजातां सहगना रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगना ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश नमाओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिने नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेमा प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामिने गौरत्विषे नमः हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधो दीनबंधो जगतपते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये वांछा कल्प तरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद
हरे कृष्णा हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे राम 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 हरे हरे।
हरे कृष्णा। सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल डिवोटीज, दोज हु आर हियरिंग, दोज हु आर सेइंग, सो एवरीवन, सो दैट वी कैन आई कैन स्पीक ऑन दिस श्रीमद् भागवतम, वी कैन डिस्कस दिस वेरी इंस्पायरिंग पास टाइम ऑफ प्रियव्रत, किंग प्रियव्रत, एंड हाउ ऑल Mahajanas, four Mahajanas especially are here in these pastimes, and how the conclusion of this pastime becomes, everybody becomes satisfied. So, seeking blessings, we'll discuss. So, here, very beautiful scene where Lord Brahma is coming. So, we see that how Lord Brahma being responsible, whenever there is crisis, whenever there is need, he immediately take an action and be there to resolve the matter. So we have heard already that how King Prithu and Indra, so that time also Brahmaji comes, as well as here we see that Daksha, when his 10,000 sons Harishwas and 1,000 sons Shaulaswas, so when they were preached by Narad Muni and to become Brahmacharis, so that time also Brahmaji, he comes, but that time he is not giving the any instructions to them, the sets of his sons, but he is telling Daksha only that now better you create girls, so you procreate through girls and then like that. So he is not there. But here we see that Brahmaji is coming to make Priyavrat Maharaj more convincing that he has to take the position of a king, because this is a need and there is no one who can rule. So that's why he himself has to come from Satyaloka. So, because that was a need, he agreed to be there, and then he traveled with all the demigods. Yesterday we saw the shloka, how he is coming, and with all, he is in the swan, and all the other demigods, they are also flying in different airplanes. And Brahmaji appeared just like full moon surrounded by illuminating stars. So, like that, he is arriving at the Gandhamandan mountain, where Priyavrat Maharaj was sitting there, and there Narad Muni was giving instructions to Priyavrat Maharaj, and that time Swayambhu Manu also is coming, and that time Brahmaji comes with all the demigods with their different airplanes, and then seeing them, everybody stood up, and everybody with a folded hand, they are giving, offering respect and welcoming Lord Brahma. So this is a culture of respect. So Vedic life is full of having this culture of respect and having these qualities, full of qualities, Vaishnava qualities especially. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would always tell that the Vaishnava is always wearing the ornaments of Vaishnava qualities. So that's why etiquette also is glorified. So Vaishnava follows the etiquettes because they are like ornaments of Vaishnava, and the more he wears with ornaments, he becomes more attracted to Lord. So that's why Vaishnava follows the etiquettes. So especially we see here how Brahmaji is coming, and then everybody giving the respect. So we know the in Bhagavad Gita also Lord says, Devadvija Guru Pradne पूजनम शौचमार्जवम ब्रह्मचर्य अहिंसा च शारीरम तप उच्यते. सो लॉर्ड सेड दैट व्हाट इज ऑस्ट्रिटी फॉर बॉडी, So, especially to give respect to Deva. Deva means Lord. Deva, Dvija. Dvija means Brahmanas. Guru means spiritual master who is guiding and giving the instructions. Pradne means those who are worshipable personalities, those who are elderly people, those who are having more knowledge from ours. And they are like mother, father or elderly people. So even though they may not be spiritually very qualified than us, but they are elderly in age. So we should, pujanam means we should worship them, we should honor them, we should respect them. So this is how Lord also is telling that this is, and then further also he says that shaucham, cleanliness, arjavam, simplicity, brahmacharya, celibacy and ahimsa, that is non-violence. So this is the austerity for body. So everybody should follow this austerity of body. So giving respect. So giving respect involves that, you know, we have to, you know, bend, then we offer respect, and then we give them more more respect because they are more qualified than us. So that is very much stressed by all devotees in our shastras. So we see that even Vidura, in first canto, we see when Vidura is coming back, and because he went, because Duryodhana, he blasphemed and he criticized Vidura, and then he told immediately you leave from this place. And then Vidura lives and he goes, he travels all the holy places. And because he had so much love for Dhritarashtra, so just to make him perfect his life, he comes back all the way. And then when Vidura is coming back, so that time, all the personalities of Pandavas, so those who are there, so he, everybody becomes so happy. And then everybody becomes so jolly seeing Vidura coming in. And then Kunti, then Draupadi. So everyone stood up, and then everybody tells Yudhishthira Maharaj to take a lead and speak to Vidura, because they felt that he can speak the best way. So he can glorify him and he can address him nicely. So that's why everybody tells Yudhishthira Maharaj to take a lead and speak to Vidura. And that time everyone, Pandavas and everyone, being excited and delighted. So they give a proper seat to him for sitting, and everybody is expressing their love. Yudhishthira Maharaj is telling, "Oh my dear uncle, we are so happy now that you come back, and because now you have in the midst of us, so we are very desperate to have you. So when we were in the forest, he is remembering that how Vidura was so much loving and caring them. So when they were in forest, so you protected us like the bird who protects offspring. So how much they felt shelter by having Vidura, as because they didn't had their father that time. So Vidura was taking fatherly role and thinking about their welfare. He was always protecting them. Also, you always showered love because of which we could survive our lives. And you are so wise that in giving advice that you are, because you are in line with Lord. So without your association, how can we live in this material world? So like that, Yudhishthira Maharaj glorifies him so much. And then Vidura, he hears this, he smiles a little bit. And then they took him inside house, and then he bathed, and then they had a nice feast, prasadam, for him. And then he took rest. And then later they discussed, how was your travels, which all places you went, how was your realization about. So they asked everything. So in detail, actually, Bhagavatam gives how a reception should be, how a guest reception, especially those who are elderly than us, Vidura coming, and then how he was treated by all the Pandavas. Also, we see that when Suta Goswami was glorified and respected by all the sages in the Naimisharanya, forest. So everybody was so much happy to hear from Sudha Goswami. So they glorify also Sudha Goswami that actually you are we are so happy that you are we are able to hear from you, and they gave him nice Vyasasan because he is representing of Lord Vyas, and they inquire with great respect, and they said that respected Sudha Goswami, you are completely free from all vices. You are well versed in all scriptures, Puranas, histories. You have gone through them and under proper guidance, and you have explained also with them. And later they says, actually, you are very submissive, and because of being submissive, you are being specially empowered by spiritual master, and then with endowed with all the favors. So therefore, please explain to us. So there Prabhupada writes, actually the secret of success is that in spiritual life is in satisfying spiritual master and thereby getting his sincere blessing. Yasya prasadat bhagavat prasado. So there he, Sudha Goswami, he was so submissive and respectful to his spiritual master Shukdeva Goswami. Because of that, he was endowed, he was given mercy that all the knowledge will be revealed. And he was getting special mercy. So we see that only by having that attitude, proper attitude, knowledge of scriptures or Lord can be revealed. Without this attitude, Lord will not be revealed. Like we see in the pastime of Devanand Pandit. So he is speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. In fact, he is the well-known speaker of Srimad Bhagavatam. Everybody know about him in all Navadvip, everywhere. But unfortunately, when Shiva Thakur comes in the Bhagavatam class, so that time he is not giving respect to Shiva Thakur. He is not understanding, recognizing his quality. And being such a well-known about scripture, well-knowledgeable, but actually he lost, he did not realize Lord. And then, but we see later, because he served and he appreciated Vakreshwar Pandit, later he got mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that comes later. But first, that all the knowledge of scriptures, even though somebody may be very learned in Vedas and everything, but unless this attitude of respect and attitude of humble mood, submissive mood is not there, actually knowledge of the scriptures will just remain theoretical. So that will not help somebody to reciprocate Lord's, Lord's dealings with them, or his heart will not be submissive, his heart will not be softened. So so that's why this attitude is very much we see in all the pastimes, most of the pastimes in Srimad Bhagavatam, if we see, they are exhibiting this quality of respect and humble submissive attitude. So Prabhupada is to say that spiritual life, actually, somebody to be right, it's not that somebody else has to be wrong. That means, like here we see how Priyavrat Maharaj, when he was asked that you take a post, you become a king. So he agreed to become king after he clarified his doubt that how he can be Krishna conscious even in spite of having being a king. So he clarified and then he became king. And we see other pastime of four Kumaras. So they were also asked by Lord Brahma that you procreate and then you also, you know, help me in assisting the mission of Lord. But then that time they didn't accept this request or didn't accept the order. So Prabhupada writes there, actually, why four Kumaras did not accept. So Prabhupada says that actually they were Vasudeva Parayana. They were fully, completely engaged in the service of the Lord. And when somebody is fully engaged, then they may not have other responsibilities, but they are completely devoted to Lord. So, Devarshi Bhutaptananam Pitrunam, So that verse Prabhupada quotes, that how somebody is having fully engaged in service of the Lord, he doesn't have any debts to be given or to be performed. So because he is completely engaged in serving the Lord and fulfilling the desires of the Lord. So here, that's what, like in spiritual life, someone to be right, it doesn't mean that in other has to be wrong. So that means, you know, now both the parties, like Prithu Maharaj, Priyavrat Maharaj, as well as the four Kumaras, both are well known, both are glorified because of choosing whatever they choose. So, so that is not that, you know, something is to be right, something has to be wrong, like that. So in spiritual life, you know, everything, when it is done for the pleasure of the Lord, thinking the pleasure of the Lord, then actually that that is right only. So so as here, Deva Dvija Guru Pradne Pujanam Shaucham Arjam. So worshipping Brahmanas, then worshipping Guru. So we see worshipping Brahmanas, we see so many examples of Lord Ram, as well as Balramji. So how they were respecting Brahmanas. So we know how Lord Ram respecting Vishwamitra Muni, Vasishtha Muni. So being such a high class Brahmanas, so they were having that respect. So so because of their qualities, the natural respects come. And Deva Dvija Guru Pradne, so somebody is elderly person. So we know that how Srila Prabhupada, when he was giving the initiation to Brahmanand Prabhu, so that time their Gargamuni Prabhu and Brahmanand Prabhu, their mother was sitting there. So that time Prabhupada said that you go and, you know, take blessings and offer your respect to your mother. So that time they go and they pay dandavat to mother. So mother was surprised how, what they are doing, what they are searching on the ground. So they, she asked, hey, what you are searching? So Brahmanand Prabhu said that actually I was been told by Prabhupada that you offer your respect, and this is a culture of respect, this is a Vedic culture. So that time he told all these things, and then when mother, actually she was fully materialistic, and then she comes and then she talks to Prabhupada. So that time she says, actually in America nobody bows down in front of someone, and because everybody has that, you know, ego, and everybody thinks that I am great, but you have transformed my children, my son. So he say, she was so appreciative to Prabhupada that how somebody can having that position and then being transformed and showing full respect to, in fact, his own mother. So that is how we see that Prabhupada also was always, you know, telling all the his followers also that showing respect is so much important. And he in fact was showing by his own example. So once in, when he went to Hong Kong, so that time Bhurujanpu was there. So when they wanted to welcome, so he offers flower to Prabhupada. So that time that flower was not so fresh. So Prabhupada chastised him that how can you offer such a unfresh flower, miss? It was not so good flower. So it was little black and like that. So he hearing that, actually Bhurujan Prabhu's face little, he was feeling little disturbed, miss, little so he was feeling in uneasy, and then he felt that that why Prabhupada is telling like that. So seeing his reaction, immediately Prabhupada said, but anyway, whatever other guest reception you gave, that was very nice, so I am happy with that. So he immediately, you know, he gave correction, but immediately, you know, he gave, respected him for whatever he had done. So he always encouraged devotees for whatever they are, so giving the respect. So in one of the past times in Chaitanya Bhagavat, today being Vrindavan Das Thakur's appearance, Chaitanya Bhagavat glorify so many pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and especially in detail, especially before Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, all the pastimes are given by Vrindavan Das Thakur, referring the karcha of Murari Gupta. Vrindavan Das Thakur, he gives all the pastimes, and one of the pastime, how without the mercy of devotees, we cannot receive the mercy of Lord. So that pastime of Sachi Mata offending, actually it was not so offense like verbally, but she was offending in her mind only, that how Advaita Acharya is just for namesake Advaita, but actually he is Dvaita. So we know all the detail that how Advaita Acharya, he was with all the Vaishnavas in his home, and in Shiva Sangam they used to have always Vaishnava together, get together, and then they used to have Krishna Katha and Krishna Kirtan, and every whole day they used to do that. And there Vishwarup, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's elder brother, so he used to always go there, and then later he becomes sannyasi, and then Sachi Mata and Jagannath Mishra, they fear now what will happen, because Jagannath Mishra had a dream that even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also joining and becoming sannyasi. So he becomes very fearful, and then he reveals to Sachi Mata, but Sachi Mata says no, he is so much loving to us, how can, when he will not become sannyasi, and like that. But then later in separation from, in thinking of separation from Lord Nimai Pandit, so Jagannath Mishra leaves his body, and then now Sachi Mata was there, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was there. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he got married Lakshmi Priya, and they were together, but still Sachi Mata, she had a doubt that, you know, Advaita Acharya, because of Advaita Acharya only, first I lost Vishwarup, and then later now when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also becomes sannyasi later, then actually because of previously when Vishwarup took sannyas, that time only she thought that Advaita Acharya is not he is not Advaita, he is Dvaita. So when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was giving mercy to all the devotees, so that time Advaita Acharya asked, what about your mother Sachi Mata? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very angry. He said, all the devotees were telling them that time they were requesting, you give your mercy to your own mother. So he says, no, I cannot give her mercy. So why? Because she had offended Advaita Acharya. So detailed pastime of how this pastime happened, and then how finally when devotees request Sachi Mata that you take dust from Advaita Acharya's lotus feet. So when she wanted to take dust, but Advaita Acharya thinking that how she is the mother of Lord of the universe, and how can I give my dust to her? And thinking her glories, he faints. And that time all devotees request Sachi Mata to come and grab the lotus dust from feet of Advaita Acharya, and then she uprises, and thinking about Advaita Acharya, she also faints glories of Advaita Acharya. So every devotee thinks glories of other devotee, and then they are fainting. So that's how Advaita Acharya and we see Sachi Mata. So everybody is so much appreciating all other devotees. They have so much appreciation for devotees. And then finally when she got the dust and she appreciated Advaita Acharya, so that time then Lord gives mercy. So this whole pastime is described in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And by giving respect, actually we flourish. And then we see that pastime of demigods. When Indra just disrespect his spiritual master, Brihaspati. So when Indra being offered all the praise and all the glories, so that time Brihaspati comes, and Indra sees Brihaspati, but he did not respect him properly and just neglects him. And because of that, Brihaspati understood that now he is becoming proud, and then he leaves. He didn't give any curse or anything, but he just leaves the place. So that time because of disrespect, immediately he lost everything. And then he understood, oh, I have disrespected Brihaspati. So immediately he wanted to find him and now ask him the forgiveness. But that time, Brihaspati is not seen only. He goes somewhere and then he didn't find. So later, when they goes to Lord Brahma and asking that what should we do? So Brahma chastised him, oh fool, how can you disrespect your own spiritual master? And then seeing that, then he said, because you are disrespected, you are lost. And now demons come to know, actually they have respected their own spiritual master. So they respect their own spiritual master, Shukracharya. And they give so much respect. Because of respecting spiritual master, they could win demigods. And then they got the kingdom. And now demigods, Indra especially, they wanted to have kingdom back. So then what to do? So they asked Lord Brahma. Then Brahmaji said, go to Vishwarup and respect him properly. So then they go to Vishwarup. Of course, not to get self-realization message and instruction, but they wanted their kingdom back again. So then they go back and they go to Vishwarup and ask. So Vishwarup is again ready to help. And he is doing yajna for them. But side by side, he is doing ahuti even to the demons also. And these demigods, they did not realize this. They realized that he is giving some ahuti to demons also. But ultimately, he wanted to do good for demigods also. But unfortunately, they calculated wrongly and then they disrespected again Vishwarup and then they killed him. So we see that just because of disrespect, they lost everything. Then again, they wanted to get everything by showing respect. So this respect is so much glorified in all the scriptures and all devotees, they are following this quality of respect. So respect is not just to all these great personalities, as we say, Deva, Dvija, Guru, Prajna, but even to animals, even to all commonly people, even to somebody who is even non-devotee, no, give devotee respects them. So we see this pastimes of Ranti Dev. He is sacrificing everything, even for chandalas, even for dog eaters, even for dogs or whoever comes as a guest. And this Atithi Deva Bhava, we see this slogan, especially in India, we follow this Atithi Deva Bhava. So whoever comes as a guest, he is being glorified. He is glorifying and he is being served whatever they can. So, because they are representative of Lord. And in fact, even somebody comes as an enemy, enemy should forget that we are enemies. And they become friend and then they serve him them such a way. So we see that Duryodhana's pastime, how Duryodhana, he wanted to kill Pandavas and he was chastising Bhishma that you are not killing them, you are not putting your own full energy and full strength to kill them. So Bhishma becomes very angry and he says, tomorrow these five arrows will be there, that all these Pandavas, five Pandavas will be killed. And Duryodhana, he thinks that, you know, that he is keeping these five arrows is not sure. So better I keep these five arrows. So Duryodhana keeps. And Krishna knows all these things, what is happening, wherever, whatever things are happening. Krishna was, you know, immediately aware of everything because Krishna is there in the heart of everyone and he knows everything what is happening. So Krishna tells Arjuna, you go and in the evening when war is not there, so that time you go and ask these five arrows. So that time, then when Arjuna goes and asks, so Duryodhana, not that, you know, these five arrows mean to kill you, all of you only. So how can I give her? He hides somewhere. He doesn't give. No, actually, when they ask five arrows, Arjuna, then he gives. So that was culture. Even somebody may be enemy, but they were served in such a way that, you know, they become friend and then they give everything of whatever they have. So that is how this Atithi Deva was so much followed by all devotees. And they were giving so much respect. So
when once two, three devotees were quarreling, and then it went to Srila Prabhupada. So Prabhupada immediately called all of them, and Prabhupada said, you don't know with whom we are staying. So some devotees may be Krishna's, they may be associate of Krishna, or somebody may be gopis assisting Radharani and all. So we should respect all devotees. So Prabhupada meant to say, because they are Vishnu Janas. So one of the class, Rajshambhu, was telling that why we should respect everyone, because Lord is there in the heart of everyone, and Lord is resting there in the heart of everyone as super soul, as well as everybody. Bhumi is like Mother Earth. So consort of the Lord. So everybody is on the earth. So that means everybody is taking shelter of Lord's energy, that is Bhumi. So they are taking shelter of Lord. And how can we disrespect somebody who is taking shelter of Lord? And Lord being wearing the necklace, so necklace of diamonds. So they are pure devotees, especially Lord is wearing as a necklace. And then all the diamonds which are there on the garland, on the necklace, so they are representing all the great souls, especially pure devotees. So they are touching the bosoms of Lord. So how can we disrespect devotees? So respecting devotees, you know, so much, you know, glorified in all the pastimes of the Lord. And as I said, that not only to devotees, but even to animals, birds. Grantidev, he was, or Shibi Maharaj, so he was ready to give his flesh for, you know, somebody, like, so whoever comes as a guest, they were ready to serve in whatever they can. And once Lav and Kush, they were in on jungle, and then that time they were, you know, they were removing some trees, part of the trees, and mother immediately scolded, why you are breaking the branches of the tree, because trees are being worshipable, and immediately told them that you should circumvent them and bow down to them. So even what to speak of personalities, great personalities, but to animals and even to trees. So we have to respect everyone. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this amanina manadena and then girtane sudhari. So this is highest, that, you know, tranadapi surichena tarvapi sushna, that is there, but above that is amanina manadena. Then so not expecting respect, but before that giving respect to everyone, so that then we will be able to chant. So this we see even in the pastimes of where Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is being glorified in Chaitanya Charitamrita by Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami. So if we want to know about like mathematics, then we have to go to somebody who is well known, who is well acquainted with mathematics, and then he can tell the best way, who is a real person who knows maths. So similarly, Krishnas Kaviraj Goswami being great personality, and everybody knows about his glory, so he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. So today being his an appearance day, so we'll read some parts of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Especially he always remembers Vrindavan Das Thakur in all Adi, Madhya or Antya, all three levels he is remembering Vrindavan Das Thakur and glorifying him. Only by his mercy I am able to write this Srimad Bhagavatam, this Chaitanya Charitamrita. Like that he says. So here in Adi Lila, in 8th chapter, 33 shlokas, 33 through 39 shlokas, he glorifies about Vrindavan Das Thakur. So in 33 shloka, he says that, Ore mudha loka shuna chaitanya mangal, chaitanya mahima yate jani bo sakal. O fools, just read Chaitanya Mangal. By reading this book, you can understand all glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So here Prabhupada writes that actually this acceptance of Sri Chaitanya Bhagavat by Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami indicates his acceptance of the disciplic succession. And a writer of transcendental literature never tries to surpass the previous acharyas. So Prabhupada says here, of course, that how he is glorifying Chaitanya Mangal. Of course, Chaitanya Mangal, he named, Vrindavan Das Thakur named his book at Chaitanya Mangal, but later then Lochandas Thakur also wrote book and named Chaitanya Mangal. So all the devotees, then they thinking that Vrindavan Das Thakur being the none other than Vyasadeva, so they Vyasadeva wrote Srimad Bhagavatam, and now here he is writing the glories of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So they renewed the name as Chaitanya Bhagavat to his Chaitanya Mangal. So but previously the name was Chaitanya Mangal, that's why here also we see that Chaitanya Mangal. And acceptings of Chaitanya Bhagavat by Krishnadas Gaura Goswami indicates his acceptance of this. So because he is worshipping and accepting, by his mercy I am able to write this Chaitanya Charitamrita. So Prabhupada, this is the receptive position. And a writer of transcendental literature never tries to surpass previous acharya. So he is always, you know, in fact so many shlokas here also, all this we see that he is remembering and so grateful to him. And he is not thinking my literature is the best. So he is never glorifies him, but himself, but he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur. And I am just, you know, trying to, you know, just whatever he has kept for me, that much only I am explaining. But all other things he has already explained, so that I will not explain like that. He says, Krishna Leela Bhagavate Kahe Veda Vyas Chaitanya Leelara Vyasa Vrindavana Das. As Vyasadeva has compiled all the pastimes of Lord Krishna in Srimad Bhagavatam, Thakur Vrindavan Das has depicted the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. Vrindavana Das Kaila Chaitanya Mangal Yahara Shravane Nase Sarva Amangal. Thakur Vrindavan Das has composed Sri Chaitanya Mangal, hearing that book annihilates all misfortune. So how much he is glorifying Chaitanya Mangal, I mean Chaitanya Bhagavat and the book of Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he says that by reading Chaitanya Mangal, one can understand all glories and truths of Chaitanya and Nityananda and come to ultimate conclusion of devotional service to Lord Krishna. So in his book, he is glorifying how much Vrindavan Das Thakur. And later also, in many slokas, he says that in Chaitanya Mangal, Chaitanya Bhagavat, Vrindavan Das Thakur has given the conclusion and essence of devotional service by quoting the authoritative statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. So everybody, even in Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat, they have always quoted statements of Srimad Bhagavatam. So that's why if we want to know the best shlokas, then we can refer Chaitanya Charitamrita or Chaitanya Bhagavat. We can, you know, memorize this. So because they are being quoted by Lord and all his devotees, so they are very special and very important shlokas. So, and here, all the acharyas, they want to always, you know, they give the reference and quote the shlokas which Bhagavatam and all important scriptures are quoting. So, Chaitanya Mangala Shune Yadi Pashandi Yavan Seha Maha Vaishnave Hoya Tatkshan. So, immediately that moment, if even a great atheist hears Sri Chaitanya Mangal, he immediately becomes a great devotee. So, this is hope for everyone that, you know, that anybody can become devotee when they hear or read Chaitanya Bhagavat. And then many shlokas, now time is not there, so we will just read some translations. The subject matter of this book is so sublime that it appears that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has personally spoken through the writings of Vrindavan Das Thakur. So here he glorifying that how Lord personally is speaking and Vrindavan Das Thakur is writing. And in purport, Prabhupada writes that secret of devotee's writing is that when he writes about pastimes of the Lord, Lord helps them. He does not write alone. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita, Dadami Buddhi Yogantam, that since a devotee writes in the service of the Lord, Lord from within gives him so much intelligence that he sits down near the Lord and goes on writing the books. So Prabhupada is, you know, narrating about his own, that how he must be writing. So Prabhupada, whenever he was seen that he is reading his own book, Prabhupada used to say that I did not write these books, Krishna has written. So this is how great devotees, they are so humble that they don't pose themselves great, but they always, you know, give this, that, you know, I don't have any qualifications, but Lord has, whatever has told, so we are just, you know, writing, and they are just giving what Lord wants to tell. So here Prabhupada says that we are trying to present Chaitanya Charitamrita in English, and do not know how successful it will be, but if one reads original Chaitanya Charitamrita in Bengali, so he will relish increasingly the ecstasy of devotional service. So of course Prabhupada, out of humility, he writes that, but as we know that by testing which disciple succession has tested, that becomes more sweeter. So Chaitanya Charitamrita become so much sweeter, and all over the world this being read and, you know, relished. And then further he says that, I offer my millions of obeisances unto the lotus feet of Vrindavan Das Thakur. No one else could write such a wonderful book for deliverance of fallen souls. And then he says about how Vrindavan Das Thakur, he is coming from Narayani, eternally eats the remnants of food of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Vrindavan Das Thakur was born of her womb. So Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother Narayani and father Vaikunthanath Vipra, but father's not much is mentioned, but Vrindavan Das Thakur's mother Narayani, she was being fed Mahaprasad by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu used to tell that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu want to prove that he can do anything, even like he wanted to give confidence to Shiva Thakur that no need to fear, that, you know, you are fearing that Kazi may come and then he may send soldiers. So he was little fearful, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to prove that even Kazi may come personally or he may send soldier, but without my sanction they cannot do anything. And in fact, even though they come, I will prove that, you know, that if they come, I will tell them that you make everyone ecstasy by chanting your God's name, but I can make animals even ecstasy by chanting holy name. And he says, Narayani, small girl, 4 or 5 years old, that you chant holy name of Krishna and dance in ecstasy, cry in ecstasy, tears in ecstasy. So immediately Narayani chants and cries in ecstasy. So later she gives birth to Vrindavan Das Thakur. So Vrindavan Das Thakur, from childhood he was very close associate with Vasudeva Datta, and being the close associate with Vasudeva Datta, his only aspiration was that I want to fully dedicate myself in the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then he wanted to be with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu always. But unfortunately, when he wanted to go to Jagannath Puri, because he took birth after 4 years of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sannyas, and then he was only hearing about pastimes of the Lord. So hearing only gave so much attraction to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And then of course here also, because Narayani being the devotee and following all the devotional principles, she got the direct Vrindavan Das Thakur, who is non different than Vyasadeva, as her son. And also it is told that Kusuma Pida, who is one of the cowherd boy, so he is also incarnation of that. Vrindavan Das Thakur is incarnation of both Vyasadeva and Kusuma Pida. So he born in Mamgachi, which is in Modrum Dweep, and this both, his mother being devoted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from childhood, being in the house of Shiva Thakur, as well as Vasudatta's association, he was so much always, you know, thinking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's, and always wanted to join himself and dedicate himself. But when he wanted to go to Puri, that time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left this world. So then he wanted his Leela. Then that time he took initiation from Nityanand Prabhu, and Nityanand Prabhu orders him that you write the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Then he writes these pastimes, and this later, actually this, he says that he ecstatically described the pastimes of Nityananda, but later, of course, he both writes Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityanand Prabhu, but later pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu remained untold. And now this book become bulky like that, he says, and then future Vasudeva will come and then he will ride. So that is how remaining pastimes I am just trying to write like that. Here Krishnadasa Goswami tells. So this gives so much description about how Lord is having unlimited pastimes, and devotees are writing so many books, but they are feeling that, you know, so many pastimes are there. We are just writing a small drop of ocean of Lord's Leelas. So this is the largest biography on Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Bhagavat. In fact, more than 900 shlokas, more than Chaitanya Charitamrita are there. So that means 12,455 verses are there in Chaitanya Bhagavat. And at the age of 22-30, around 20 years, he had written this Chaitanya Bhagavat. So at early age, he had wrote this. And then Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur, he read Chaitanya Charitamrita as well as Chaitanya Bhagavat for 108 times. So that much, you know, he gave importance to both the books, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. So like that, many glories are there. So especially if we read Madhya Leela from 4 chapter, 5th to 9th shloka, they give glories of Uddhava Thakur, as well as Antya Leela from 20th chapter, 82 to 89 shlokas, Krishna Goswami is glorifying Vrindavan Das Thakur. And also in Adi Leela, 8 chapter 33 shloka. So here we see that how acharyas, one acharya glorifies others. So we can understand how much they are respecting. So that's how today's shlokas, how devotee respects each other and being the associate of the Lord. So this is very dear quality to the Lord. When somebody respects, he attracts the mercy of the Lord. So that's how even in this Chaitanya Charitamrita, he is respecting and honoring Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he has so many wonderful qualities, how Vrindavan Das Thakur is always immersed in the pastimes of the Lord and always thinking about the pleasure of the Lord. And he wrote this Chaitanya Bhagavat. So today we can pray to him that we also always give our life, body, mind, words to service of the Lord and thinking about his pleasure, and assist in whatever possible way we can. Shri Vrindavan Das Thakur ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Hare Krishna. So I request all devotees to bless me that, you know, this quality of respect I also follow. In fact, now only one devotee was giving Mahaprasad, so I said, no, I have deity service, I will take later. So I could have taken that, but unfortunately, so I am lacking. So I request devotees' blessings and mercy, Lord's mercy will come. So Hare Krishna, thank you very much.